Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Ben has a pec injury of some kind on his left pec that could affect him in, from a preparation standpoint. Don't have an idea how much as I sit here right now, but we better be ready to be adjustable and deal with that.
You can't have the shortest time of the ball coming out of your hands and still get hit 15 times, fourth most in the league. Like, that just doesn't compute. Like, there's not a lot of good signs, you know, trending towards Roethlisberger making it through the season. I mean, he is taking shots. You can't do any more than the Steelers are doing to protect Big Ben. He can't protect himself. I'm telling you, man, it's a scary situation because as good as their defense is, their offense is dragging and lagging so much that you have concern that his health to be there, but definitely not quarterbacks by nature. Once they start getting hit, All you got to do is make a move off their spot. If their eyes drop down because of pressure, all of a sudden they are ineffective at quarterbacks.
All right, that was Mike Tomlin today on the pec injury that will limit Ben Roethlisberger. Makes sense that if they're taking 10 vicious hits, that he wouldn't come out of that game clean. And then you had Jeff Saturday, who used to put his butt in Peyton Manning's face when he was the Colt center, now with ESPN, with some gloomy doomsday stuff there on Roethlisberger's ability to make it through the season. Talking real on the Steelers' offensive line. Zach Banner's going to join us in a half hour on that. Wouldn't call it great, Chris, what we're dealing with here. Arthur Motes in studio with us, too. He's right about... if he's getting crushed and the ball's out in 2 seconds, can you go? How low can you go? Like a game of quarterback limbo? Can you get it to 1.5 seconds?
So it's funny you say that. Like, it's funny you say that. What's in a, 0.2 seconds, right? So week one, 2.3, fastest in the league for him. Week two, 2.5. I'm looking at it right now. So in 0.2 of a second average difference here, longer that he's holding the ball, you see how much he's getting cracked. Not even for a quarter second extra. I know in the NFL it's a game of split second decision making and all that. That's why quarterbacks make a ton of money. Brady, just if anyone cares, fastest this past week, 2.39. Guess what, though? Brady's completing these passes and he's dictating terms when he's doing that. Like, that's the whole kind of story there. Ben holds the ball for 0.2 seconds extra on average and he gets pasted like that. To answer the question you're posing, or that Saturday is posing, you got nothing else. You know, when you stepped out to go talk to Richie and make sure Richie's hair was looking good, I mean, the bottom line here is, man, there are no tonics. There are no quick fixes. There is one thing that can happen here, in my estimation, that fixes this. That offensive line suddenly and dramatically upticks. That's it.
When it's personnel related, that's when you get the concerns, man. The thing that I'm still just going to hold out for is that if it is personnel based, which we do think it is, at least we know we have one person that is not in this mix that could hopefully improve.
Yeah, Zach has to be a savior for the
right
one.
But it's at least you
There's
have
some
the
help
mystery.
Coming.
You have some type of help. We don't know how significant it will be.
But you know what I'm worried about? What was the Darnold thing? Ghosts? Ooh, he's seeing ghosts.
It was
Malzy?
Oh, it's like Winnie the Pooh ghost over there, man.
Oh, that's Pinocchio heading into the strip club for the first time.
This stat from ESPN Stats and Info. Big Ben's quarterback rating from what they'd call a clean pocket is 29th in the NFL. Clean pocket.
Did they say how many times he's had that?
Now, I don't have the number, and it is a subjective stat.
Yeah.
But I think... You know,
I think we know a clean pocket when we see
one. Is he running for his life?
That's my thing.
Hit?
I don't remember a
did
lot of
did you watch
clean
the game last night?
I did.
Goff
I
from
did.
The first half, just clean pocket clean after clean right. pocket.
I don't remember a ton of those for seven.
But what I'm asking is, or what I'm wondering is, we've seen this with a ton of quarterbacks. They get hit so much, and they're getting hit so often, and they're anticipating it so much. Does it even start to affect the plays where the pass rush isn't there?
Yeah, the residual.
You've seen that happen before?
Absolutely. The residual is 100% real. The thing that I will say with seven, I haven't seen him look like that before, but 100%, that is accurate. I mean, we can go down the list of quarterbacks that they look gunshot, right? Or it's like they've been hit so much that, I mean, not to say it again, but they are seeing ghosts. I mean, Cam Newton at times, it's like, hey, man, you don't have to run like that. Nobody's running you right now.
Because this stat would say... You know, you might think without knowing that information, take that stat with a grain of salt maybe. Hey, as long as you give Ben time, he can still be a good quarterback. Well, this stat is telling you through two games that's not true.
I know
true.
Pro Football Focus, too, know they one of their, like, they call them stable indicators of, like, is a guy going to continue to be good? They have a couple. Are you really good on early downs, like on first down passing, first and second? Are you really good from clean pockets or two big ones? Because those are, I think, still seen as very advantageous situations, right? First down, you might think that you're going to get a running play and you're not. I think it even has happened to Brady in the past, right? The greatest ever. Mm-hmm. He goes into Denver in the prime still of his career and is getting pummeled by, like, DeMarcus Ware and Von Miller back in, what, 2015's playoffs?
Well, how about the end of his last year in New England, those last couple of games against Miami and Tennessee?
I think you saw it. I think how it manifests is you'll see a short throw a lot. You'll see him short-arming the ball, rushing the ball out. Like, you see a guy who knows he's got a clean window around him, but is wondering if it's going to slam shut a lot sooner
than it
normally does. Well,
how about that chart that you saw from Next Gen Stats, Arthur, where there's just no, there's not even attempts over the middle beyond 10 yards.
That's the crazy thing.
What do you attribute that to? This what we're talking about?
It is, because you can't get to that level, the second level part of that defense for some of those longer developing routes, right? Because to get to that 10-plus intermediate middle of the field, those are typically a little bit longer developing, right? Whether it's tight ends you're getting there or slot receivers. If your O-line can't protect enough for that, you're never going to be able to go down that middle of the field. And that's, to me, why we don't see that. When we see this team take shots, is max protect, 2 to 3 steps, and he's airing it out. He's throwing it up in his 50-50 balls, like we joked about, to Claypool. But that's kind of their way of generating the deep ball. That's their way of generating a way to stretch the field but protect seven at the same time. But it becomes so one-dimensional that you don't even get a chance to confuse the defense, right? In the sense of the play that Minka got hit on, right? Where they're running a blitz, Norwood, you know, hesitates, and then from there, Ruggs hits the deep bomb. You can't run that type of play with our O-line because we don't have the time. When does Ben have time to pump fake? When does Ben have time?
All the pump fakes he made in that game were like him not trusting
really,
what he was
saying. Yes, absolutely. They were like he was going to throw it, and it was like last second, like, no, this is it. I can't do it.
He used to use it as an offensive weapon against teams. Now it's a defense mechanism. So I got the chart right here, Next Gen Stats chart from week two. So they just show you, like, the visual of the field. Not a single pass between the hash marks over 7 yards. Completed. Not a single one.
Our top tier tweet of the day is brought to you by Top Tier Fuel at Get Go. We asked our listeners, with Ben banged up, less than 100%, bad line, should the Steelers start Mason Rudolph versus the Bengals and almost throw him in as a sacrificial lamb, keeping your fingers crossed that
Come
Ben can get healthy?
Don't you let me down, Steelers Nation.
62% said no.
I'm surprised at how close that was.
Yeah, I'm a little
What?
Too.
Yep.
So you mean to tell me it's, what, 38% of y'all then?
Yep, 4 out of 10.
Oh, my gosh. No, what are we doing?
Yeah.
That's living in your fears, babe. We can't live in our fears, man.
God, I'm looking at – dude, I just have to do this. I'm looking at this Brady chart now. Same chart, Arthur.
Mm-hmm. is night and day, right?
15 to 20 yards. Mm-hmm. 1, 2, 3, 4, 6 out of 7. Basically, it's a little bit outside the hash marks, but it's clear he's going middle of the field, and he's 6 of 7, just picking people off left and right and hitting guys in stride. You can't work the middle of the field. You can't play.
It's that simple, man.
Because, I mean, teams don't have to – it's the same deal with throwing it short of the line of scrimmage. Teams don't have to honor anything else. They won't.
Well, yeah, because essentially, I mean, if you're never going to stretch the middle of the field or attack it, you can stay in a too high safety look. And now every time you go to take those deep shots on the sideline, you have body position there. And, yeah, it's going to be irrelevant.
You know how they say you came into the world the same way you go out, like in diapers?
No, just naked. You didn't come out wearing a diaper.
Well, poop in your – I was kind of a
– ah.
You get it?
Yes.
He said you get it.
Now I do.
I think there's some of that with quarterbacks. The idea with, say, Justin Fields in Chicago is if we put him in there behind a bad line, he's going to get hit so much that it's going to stunt his growth, and it's going to be detrimental to him in the long run, even though he's a better quarterback than Andy Dalton. Mm-hmm. The debate is not, is he better than Dalton? It's the big picture. If we put this guy out there right now, is it going to ruin him down the road?
Is it going to stunt his growth? Detrimental to his health?
With Ben, it's not growth. To me, it's... with this line right now, is he going to get you to the finish line? If so much of the conversation about this...
is he even going to get to the
finish line? So much of the conversation for the 2020 Steelers is, 2021 Steelers, great start last year, terrible finish. Mm-hmm. How do you get it done in December and January? Well, if your quarterback's getting hit 10 times in week two, what is he going to have left at 39 years old when Christmas gets here?
Poll question 7 minutes ago I put up. Will Ben Roethlisberger play all 17 games this season? 87% no.
I'm going to retweet that and give that good numbers.
Ooh. That hurt.
Wow. Better numbers.
The ultimate flex.
No, that's not a huge flex. It was just I want more people to react to that. I
mean, congratulations on all your success.
You know, you guys,
Malzy, your platform just isn't big enough for Pony, man.
You guys try to.
Is that the truth?
He says,
no, Mr. National
too small
Radio
of
Show.
A sample size for your
WFAN's own.
No. Stop. Follow us on Twitter at 93.7 The Fan, driven by Jim Shorkey, Kia, Wexford, North Huntington, Uniontown. Zach Banner, he was kind of a de facto offensive line coach on Sunday. We'll get his take on things next. Right now, it's headline time.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh, oh.